KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, and it's currently 66 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. We look for skies to become mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll have a high around 73. In state news, the mother of a 15-year-old boy says he fought off an abduction attempt near their home in eastern Iowa's Scott County. Heather Gress says her son was riding his bike home from his job in Donahue at around 9:30 p.m. Friday when a van came up from behind him and stopped. The boy, Hunter Brooks, says a man got out, grabbed one of Hunter's arms, and told him to get in the van. Hunter says he punched the man twice and ran toward a home a couple of hundred yards away. The man soon left. Scott County Sheriff Dennis Connard said the incident is similar to one in November in the same area. A man in a minivan approached a boy on his bicycle. That boy also got away after struggling with a man. KJAN News Time is 8:01.
Hi, this is Alan Josephson, your local satellite TV expert, and I'd like to show you the new mobile technology available from Dish. The Hopper, the most advanced DVR, brings possibilities to more devices than ever before. You already know that with the Hopper, you can record up to 6 shows at once, so no more fighting over who gets to record their favorite show. And you can instantly skip commercials and record it primetime television. But it gets even better. Now you can watch all of your live and recorded TV anywhere. The Hopper transfer feature lets you transfer many of your DVR recordings to your iPad and watch them anywhere, even without an internet connection. This is entertainment on your terms, giving you complete control over when, where, and how you watch TV. The Hopper from Dish. Watch everything and go anywhere. Come try it out at the TV Store, your Dish authorized retailer, or call 243-3032 today.
Commercial skip feature only available for playback starting the next day of select primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, and must be enabled by the customer. Dish Anywhere requires an internet connection and compatible mobile device. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An investigation by the Des Moines Register reveals a Red Oak woman who served as a supervisor for a charity providing services to disabled adults was fired from her job after mishandling more than $2,700 in funds belonging to at least 9 clients. State records show that until late last year, 33-year-old Jennifer Coppa of Red Oak was employed by Nishna Productions, a Shenandoah charity that provides a wide variety of services to disabled Iowans. As team leader, Coppa oversaw operations at 4 separate homes for people with disabilities, supervised the staff, and had access to the checking accounts of 9 clients. Last November, Nishna officials learned that the internet service had been shut off in one of the homes where clients were living, and some utility bills appeared to have been unpaid. Agency officials examined their expenses and concluded that COPPA, who was supposed to write checks from clients' accounts directly to their landlords and various utilities, had instead written checks from those accounts to the clients themselves, a process that converted those checks into cash, which COPPA could then access. In another instance, COPPA wrote checks totaling $1,400 to pay for the utilities of some clients when the utility bill was $945. When confronted by her supervisors at Nishna Productions, Coppa immediately stopped reporting for work and then stopped responding to phone calls and emails. Ultimately, the agency could not account for $2,730 of client funds, so it reimbursed all the clients, fired Coppa, and reported the matter to state and county authorities. When Coppa did not appear at the unemployment hearing, an administrative law judge ruled against her with regard to her claim of benefits and ordered that she repay $1,930 in benefits she'd already collected. Registered investigation revealed that 8 other Iowans were recently fired from their positions at various locations around the state and had been denied unemployment benefits or have their cases currently pending in court. Well, Brett Earlmeyer, chair of the Ottoman County Community Foundation, and Nicholas Hunt, chair of the Cass County Community Foundation, reminded residents late last week in those respective counties that the fall grant program is now beginning. The deadline to apply for funds through a grant application process is September the 1st. In Ottoman County, $39,770 has been allocated for the fall grant cycle. In Cass County, $27,500 available. In both counties, the grants and program mission is to participate in funding community betterment projects and nonprofit organizations that have similar objectives. The goal of both the Ottoman and Cass County Community Foundation's grant program is to improve the quality of life in the counties by supporting needs that are not being met in the areas of civic, cultural, health, education, and social service. The objective is to fund projects that will have a permanent impact on the counties that people can take advantage of for many years. And Only organizations providing services in Audubon County and Cass County, respectively, are eligible to share the grant funds in each of those respective counties. They must also be able to demonstrate broad community and county support and supply a copy of their 501c3 IRS determination letter. Requests for general operational funds will not be considered. All the application procedures and grant guidelines can be obtained online at www.iowacommunityfoundations.org/Audubon CEF for Audubon County nonprofits, and then /CASCEF for the Cass County nonprofit organizations. Elsewhere in the news, authorities say a 43-year-old Ottumwa woman has died after falling into southern Iowa's Rathbun Lake. The Appaloosa County Sheriff's Office said emergency workers were dispatched a little before 1 a.m. on Sunday. Witnesses say the woman fell into the water at the Rathbun Marina and didn't resurface. She was found and pulled from the water at around 1:50 a.m. and pronounced dead later at Mercy Medical Center in Centerville. The woman has been identified as Kathy Lukehart. An autopsy has been ordered. The Iowa State Patrol says a man and woman from Fort Dodge were killed when a tree fell and hit their all-terrain vehicle. District Commander Lieutenant Kelly Hinman said in a press release, the two were riding on the ATV south of Fort Dodge in Webster County at around 5 p.m. Sunday. 21-year-old Jordan Michael Ulicki and 20-year-old Sadie Ray Foreman were pronounced dead at the scene by the Webster County Medical Examiner. Neither was wearing a helmet. It was not immediately known what caused the tree to fall. The statement said it appears to have been an unavoidable accident. The investigation by the State Patrol is ongoing. Autopsies have been completed on the elderly Northwest Iowa couple found dead in their home last week, but officials aren't releasing many details about the case. 83-year-old Don Newneighbor and 80-year-old Esther Newneighbor were both found dead in their home Wednesday. Authorities say the circumstances were suspicious and the couple may have died up to 2 weeks earlier. The couple's adult son, 44-year-old John Newneighbor, has been detained in La Crosse, Wisconsin as a material witness, but has not yet been charged or has not been charged. He lived with his parents. Family members have been planning to celebrate the couple's 50th wedding anniversary this weekend, but now they must plan a funeral for Don and Esther Newneighbor. Family members of the two young Iowa cousins whose bodies were found months after their disappearance say they are trying to keep their own lives on track while at the same time hoping for an arrest in the case. Drew Collins says he and his wife are working to move forward as a family, but it is still difficult. Their 8-year-old daughter, Elizabeth Collins, and 10-year-old Lyric Cook disappeared in July of 2012. They were last seen riding their bikes near a lake. Their bodies were found several months later in a rural area. Evansdale Police Chief Kent Smock said investigators continue to chase new leads in the case, but the incident made it clear that small towns like Evansdale aren't immune to such tragedies. U.S. Senate candidate Joni Ernst delivered the response to President Obama's weekly address for her fellow Republicans this past Saturday.
The problem in America today is that Washington is full of liberals who think government is the solution to every problem. They think that nothing can be solved unless Washington is involved.
Ernst opened the 6-minute speech by discussing her military experience, and she closed by stressing her farm roots.
Growing up on that southwest Iowa farm, my family didn't have much. My mother canned our food and made our clothes, teaching us the lessons of not spending what we don't have. Today, to get America back on track, it's going to take each of us working together to advance real solutions to our problems, not more tired rhetoric.
She repeated her call for an amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which would forbid deficit spending and require Congress to pass balanced budgets.
That is how we run our households, and we should expect nothing less from Washington.
Joni Ernst faces Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley this fall in the contest for the U.S. Senate seat Democrat Tom Harkin has held for nearly 3 decades. Braley has been traveling the state since June, citing Ernst's statements that perhaps younger workers and those just entering the workforce should be able to shift their Social Security taxes into personal accounts and manage their own retirement savings. During her national speech, Ernst said Republicans believe Social Security should be strengthened.
But we also believe, as do some of our friends in the Democratic Party, that these programs must be reformed so America not only keeps its promise to today's seniors, but is also able to guarantee a safety net is available for our children and grandchildren.
Ernst is a lieutenant colonel, battalion commander of the Iowa National Guard. She's currently on a 2-week training mission in Wisconsin with her troops, and she recorded the speech before going on active duty. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Citigroup is paying about $7 billion to settle an investigation into risky subprime mortgages, the kind of mortgages that helped to fuel the financial crisis. The agreement announced today comes weeks after talks broke down between Citigroup and the Justice Department, which threatened to sue. J.P. Morgan is the only other major U.S. bank to settle so far. Firefighters in southern Oregon are hoping to get an assessment this morning of how many homes and other structures have been destroyed by a fast-moving wildfire. The blaze near Sprague River in Klamath County started yesterday afternoon and spread to more than 4 square miles by early this morning. Sheriff's deputies evacuated more than 100 people in the area. A fire has destroyed a New York restaurant owned by a man charged last month with plotting attacks against members of the U.S. military and the Muslim community. In June, the restaurant owner was arrested after federal prosecutors said he bought 2 unregistered guns from an FBI informant. They say he was plotting to kill returning U.S. troops for American actions overseas and Shiite Muslims over the civil war in Syria. The man is still in custody. News time is 8:11.
Hi, this is Alan Josephson, your local satellite TV expert, and I'd like to show you the new mobile technology available from Dish. The Hopper, the most advanced DVR, brings possibilities to more devices than ever before. You already know that with the Hopper, you can record up to 6 shows at once, so no more fighting over who gets to record your favorite show. And you can instantly skip commercials and record it primetime television. But it gets even better. Now you can watch all of your live and recorded TV anywhere. The Hopper transfer feature lets you transfer many of your DVR recordings to your iPad and watch them anywhere, even without an internet connection. This is entertainment on your terms, giving you complete control over when, where, and how you watch TV. The Hopper from Dish. Watch everything and go anywhere. Come try it out at the TV store, your Dish authorized retailer, or call 243-3032 today.
Commercial skip feature only available for playback starting the next day of select primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, and must be enabled by the customer. Dish Anywhere requires an internet connection and compatible mobile device. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, 98-year-old Donald Williams of Casey died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Donald Williams will be held today at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Virginia Callahan, age 90, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Virginia Callahan will be today at 1:30 at the Elmcrest Retirement Community Chapel in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maxine Herrick, age 96, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Maxine Herrick will be today at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Robert Lyden, age 74, of Greenfield, died Friday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Robert Lyden will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Clifford William Smith, age 83, of Walnut, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Clifford Smith will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Anthony Wenzel Pavanka, age 89, of Dexter, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral mass for Anthony Pavanka will be held on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Charles Evan Smith, age 63, of Atlantic and formerly of Omaha, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. No services are planned for Charles Smith, with Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. And Mike Wuhr, age 44, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Services for Mike Wuhr are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. Our news was brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, and Dish Network satellite system dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.